What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Gridiron Fantasy Football Podcast for Thursday, October 21st, 2021. And I am Chip. I'm your host, and thank you so much for listening today. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for joining us as well. If you'd like to share our podcast, you can find us over on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Pandora. If you'd like to watch us, you can watch us over on YouTube at Gridiron Fantasy Football. However, those videos have not been posted in this last couple weeks. I've had some issues with just uploading them. So you always find the podcast. It's always available on the podcast. But for some reason, I'm just having some trouble with YouTube. But hopefully next week, I'll be able to get my waiver wire shows up and everything like that for week eight. So today, we're going to be talking about all the week seven matchups. You know, we got a lot of bye weeks. We got Bye-mageddon this week, and right now we got the Bills, Steelers, Chargers, Cowboys, Vikings, Jags on a bye week. So I can't imagine there's not one fantasy team out there that's not hurting for players this week. I mean, I have, you know, Diggs, Allen, Mike Williams, I have Dalvin Cook, all of them are out, and so I need to find a way to get my roster filled up. And it's looking very, very sketchy for week seven. But once you're past week seven, majority of the bye weeks are a little less of craziness, because like I think this is the first week, or the only week, that we're gonna have so many teams on bye. With today's episode, we're gonna go over all my starts and sits and trying to figure out who you can play in substitution for those guys that you'll be missing this week due to bye week. And also there's injuries too. So let's get into that. But before we get into the matchup, let's talk about some of the news for today. Injury-wise, I mean, we know for tonight's game, we know that Baker Mayfield won't be playing. Nick Chubb is out. Kareem Hunt's out. Looks like Teddy Bridgewater is still dealing with a quad and a foot injury. The good news for Noah Fant, he's going to be available. He was taken off the injury report on Wednesday, so he should be good to go. But some quick news. There's a lot of guys who did not practice on Wednesday. Now, Wednesday is usually a vet like rest day, where you'll see a lot of guys that got limited participation in practice or no practice at all. And I think that's mostly the veterans who are dealing with some type of ailment. They give them a day off, and then they'll practice like Thursday and Friday or whatnot. But we have news came out that Julio Jones, he did not practice this week. He's dealing with a hamstring injury. He did not come back in that Monday night game because of it, so who knows how long he'll be out. Gronk, he's still dealing with his ribs issue. He did not practice on Wednesday. Antonio Brown did not practice on Wednesday because of an ankle sprain, but it seems like he should be good to go to play on Sunday against the Bears. Staying with the Bucks, OJ Howard didn't practice. So there's a lot of guys, you know, on one team, obviously. And then you got Allen Robinson didn't practice. Sony Michel didn't practice. We have limited practice from like a lot of players that are just limited. I mean, you just go down the list of all the players that just were limited on Wednesday. It seems like the whole NFL is just a bye week or injury. That's what it seems like. But we had, Henry Ruggs, he was limited. Brian Edwards was limited. Preston Williams, for the Dolphins, he was limited. Tua was limited. Devontae Parker came back, which is good. Travis Kelce was limited. Chase Edmonds was limited. So, like I said, a lot of players. But like I said, it was Wednesday. The reports for Thursday, this podcast is being recorded before the podcast or before those practice reports come out. So that's just the updated news I have as of right now. But there was some big news that it seemed it was going to be false in regards to Deshaun Watson. Apparently there was a report that Deshaun Watson could be getting traded from the Texans to the Dolphins. And then the part of the deal was going to send Tua to the Washington football team. So I don't know all the dynamics of the trade, but that was some of the news that I was seeing and reading. And then a news came out on late Wednesday night that the report about the trade for Watson and Tua and all that stuff was completely false. So I still don't understand why, if there is, you know, some trade talks for Watson taking place, he's not going to play this year. There's too much legal stuff going on right now. I just don't understand why there's still this. I still understand why, like, the Texans have not even just inactivated. Like, I know he's been inactive all, you know, all year, but, like, I don't understand. Like, they have to declare him out every single week. We know he's not playing, and then we talk about how him in the trade talks. It's like, I just don't understand why a team will trade for somebody who can't play this year, and then if there's allegations that are more serious than that are already alleged, and then he gets suspended, and then he may not be able to play next year. Like, it's a big risk. We know Deshaun Watson is talented, but there's so much legal stuff going on that I just don't know why trade talks continue to happen. I know the trade deadline's, I think, like November 2nd. So I do get that, but, like, still, it's like there should be some hopefully, something final about this whole entire thing, that either the NFL suspends Deshaun Watson, we understand what's going on with him from a legal standpoint on if he's going to play and if he may get suspended. And then, you know, if that's the case, then, yeah, talk about trades. But it just seems like every couple of weeks that there's always this rumor of Deshaun Watson. But we'll see. But that's all the news and notes from Wednesday. So let's talk about the starts and sits for week 7. And we're going to start off with tonight's game. We just got a crazy game tonight. We're going to have the Denver Broncos versus the Cleveland Browns. Pretty much it's as bad as it gets. I mean, we can't predict injuries, right? I mean, Baker Mayfield's out, Nick Chubb's out, Kareem Hunt's out. OBJ was questionable, so he should play. So we'll see. But Case Keenum is going to be the starter for the Browns. And then Teddy Bridgewater should be the starter for the Broncos. But talking about if I'm starting and sitting these guys, I think because of how bad bye weeks are this week, you have to, if you're in a two quarterback league, you're going to have to play Case Keenum. You're going to play Teddy Bridgewater. You know, so it's just the nature of the bye-mageddon we got this week. And then we got running back wise, I think that D'Ernest Johnson is a guy that you have to start. He's going to be the starting running back for the Browns, so you play him. You're playing Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams. They're more of a flex for me. I have to play three Broncos now. I got to play Javonte Williams. I have to play Cortland Sutton, and I'm playing Noah Fant. So I don't know. I feel bad about this, but that's what it is. And then I think Demetric Felton, backup running back for Cleveland, I think that this is a high-risk, high-reward type of situation. You know, if he does get a lot of work, you know, in that Kareem Hunt type role, he could be valuable tonight. And, you know, you may get a goose egg, or you may get a quality game out of him, but he's definitely playable. From a wide receiver standpoint, you're obviously going to play Cortland Sutton. OBJ, if he's active, you play him. Tim Patrick, I think he's a good flex. Donovan Peoples-Jones, he's one guy that I know he had a big game last week. I just don't feel comfortable chasing the points and trying to play him. Now, I get it. You know, this is probably the one week that you would play in because you have to because of bye weeks. But I do think that it's just one of those things where I want to see more out of him. And now he has Case Keenum. I just don't know what receiver Case Keenum is going to be, you know, favoring this game. So we'll see. Tight end wise, like you're going to play Noah Fant and maybe David Njoku. I don't feel confident about that, but he's definitely worth a you know, decision there just in case you really have an injured tight end or one on bye week that you don't want to drop, obviously. So David Njoku becomes a kind of a fringe tight end for me this week. Defensively, I think you both can play Browns and Broncos defense. They're not high on the rankings this week, but I do think that because of how banged up these teams are, I think that you'll get decent games out of these units, but definitely we'll have a different option if we can find one. All right, let's go to the Sunday games. Let's go to Washington versus Green Bay. You're obviously going to play Aaron Rodgers. Taylor Heineke is more of a two quarterback league start this week. Running back wise, you're obviously playing Aaron Jones. You're playing Antonio Gibson if he is active. Obviously, if he's out, J.D. McKissick is the guy that you want to play. You're playing J.D. McKissick anyways because of the involvement in the passing game. He's a flex. A.J. Dillon, I think that if he gets enough work, he'll give you some points there. So he's a flex for me too. He's a boom bust flex for me. Let's see, wide receiver. You're playing Davante Adams. You're playing Terry McLaurin. And after that, I mean, I'm not going to touch anyone else in this game. I just don't feel confident in any other name other than Davante Adams and Terry McLaurin. Tight end wise, Ricky Seals-Jones. He's a good start this week. And I just don't feel comfortable playing Robert Tonyan. He just there's too much ups and downs with him. He's had a bad season so far. He hasn't been consistent. So I'm just not going to play him. And then I think you can play the Packers defense versus the Washington football team. It still amazes me on how bad Washington is on defense. Like, they were such a good unit last year, and I can't. It's just hard to fathom it. It's really crazy to me. Now let's go to the Falcons versus the Dolphins. You're playing Matt Ryan. You're playing Tua. I think this is a good matchup for Tua. He's definitely a streamer this week. Running back wise, you're going to play Cordell Patterson. I think he's the one to play in this offense. I think Mike Davis is a start. He's an RB2 kind of flex guy for me. But I think that Cordell Patterson, he's been consistent enough throughout the year where I think that, you know, you can start him over Mike Davis. It's just the way it is. Miles Gaskin. I think you have to play him if you're hurting at running back. But you saw what happened last week. He had a dud game after having a massive game against the Bucks, but he did most of his damage throughout, you know, in the air for them that week. So Miles Gaskin, I just don't feel comfortable with that, but I get it. If Malcolm Brown, if he's banged up, then that gives you more, you know, carries and everything like that. But I just don't feel comfortable with Miles Gaskin, but it's just a week that you just have no choice but to play him. Wide receiver, Calvin Ridley's back with the Falcons, so you're playing Calvin Ridley. You're playing Jalen Waddle. I think Devontae Parker's a good start. Let's see, Russell Gage. Yeah, I don't really like Russell Gage in this game. I think that it's just he's too boom-bust for me. I think the only safe bet's Calvin Ridley. Tight end-wise, you're obviously playing Kyle Pitts, and you're playing Mike Gesicki. You know, those Mike Gesicki and Jalen Waddle have benefited the most with Devontae Parker being out. Now that he's back and potentially going to play on Sunday, I think that really hurts those two. But we'll see. Tua loves Jalen Waddle and Gesicki, so it may not change much. Defensively, honestly, I don't really like any of these units. You know, I think the Dolphins have a good defense, but they're just not playing well enough for me to want to start them against the Falcons because the Falcons, you know, at times can just be very up and down. So I just don't feel comfortable using them. Let's see, we're playing the Jets versus the Patriots. Man, I think this is the one week that I'm telling you to start Zach Wilson and Mac Jones because this is the same scenario I have right now. I have to play both of them. I play Mac Jones every week because I'm in a two quarterback league, but Josh Allen's on a bye week for me, so I got to play Zach Wilson against the Patriots. And Zach Wilson had an awful game against the Patriots. He had threw four interceptions. So I am not going to be liking this game. I don't know if I'm going to look at my score at all this week because of how bad this team's going to be. Mac Jones can at least continue to be consistent. Hopefully Zach Wilson, you know, improves after the bye week and whatnot, and he's able to improve going forward. Running back wise. You're playing Damien Harris. I think Michael Carter, he's a decent play. He's an RB2 for me. Ramondre Stevenson, he has some good quality snaps last week. I think he's a boom-bust flex. But other than that, there's not really any other running backs that I'm going to play in this game. Wide receiver-wise, I think Jacoby Myers is playable, obviously. Corey Davis, Jamison Crowder, he's more of a flex in PPR formats. And then after that, there's just really anyone else that I would consider starting, even with the limitations of players available this week. I don't want to give advice that I wouldn't use myself. So these are the guys I feel like are playable in this game. Tight end wise, Hunter Henry, I think he's been consistent, more consistent than Jonnu Smith. I think you can play both of them, but I just don't know exactly who. I mean, Hunter Henry is probably more likely to get the touchdown, but if I had to choose between the two, I'm playing Hunter Henry. And defensively, you're playing the Patriots. I mean, Zach Wilson had an awful game last game against them. So I think this is where you're going to have to hopefully Zach Wilson makes mistakes where you're able to capitalize on that. All right, let's go to the New York Giants versus the Carolina Panthers. Man, this is tough here because, like, Daniel Jones has been someone that I like all through the year, and he just hasn't been playing well. I mean, he's come off a concussion, had a bad game last week, but I think Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold are two guys that you can play this week. Sam Darnold's had a couple bad games, so hopefully this is a get-right game for him. Running back-wise, you're obviously playing Chuba Hubbard. You're playing Devontae Booker. I mean, he's the substitute for Barkley, so you're playing him. He's going to get the volume. Wide receiver, you're playing DJ Moore. And Sterling Shepard is probably the safest Giant to play. Robbie Anderson's boomer bust. Kenny Golladay, he's on my roster, so I have to figure out what to do with Kenny Golladay because I'm almost at the point where I need to drop him because I have too many good players on my roster that I value higher than him. And I know Kenny Golladay, when he's healthy, he's had some decent games. And then he had a really good game before we got hurt. But, like, this is a problem you have when you have a bye week and you have a lot of your players on bye week and you don't want to drop anybody, but you need to be able to fill your roster. And if Kenny Golladay is not playing, then I'm going to have to drop him because I don't have the space. So he may be a guy that I'm going to have to drop, but I'm hoping that he practices. He didn't practice on Wednesday, so I'm hoping that he's practicing today and then Friday where he'll be active on Sunday. But I hyperextended my knee. That's what he's dealing with. I hyperextended my knee back in June, and it took some time for it to feel a lot better. And I can't imagine this guy coming back in 2 to 3 weeks with a hyperextended knee and being effective. So we'll see, but it looks like Kadarius Tooney, he's limited. Darius Slayton, I don't think he's going to be a good, you know, these all guys are coming back from injury, so who knows how much they're going to be playing. But, I mean, obviously, Sterling Shepard is going to be the most consistent. Now, tight end-wise, I mean, because of the players that are out, I mean, Evan Engram is probably the most playable tight end in this game. I really don't like that. Like, he's more of a fringe guy for me this week, but there could be possibility of targets, obviously, with guys being out. So that's kind of a high-risk, high-reward situation. And defensively, I think out of the two teams, I think the Panthers' defense will be decent against the Giants, especially because they're banged up. So that's a team that I could see playing. All right, let's go to the Chiefs versus the Titans. This is going to be a good game. This is one of the games where I'm kind of looking forward to watching. Kansas City. They're just not looking as good. The Tennessee Titans just beat the Bills, you know, on Monday night. Quarterback wise, you're obviously playing Patrick Mahomes, you're playing Ryan Tannehill. Running back wise, I think you could play Derrick Henry. I think he's a safe play this week. I think that he's doing enough this year to make you feel more comfortable starting week in and week out. Darrell Williams, you're starting him. He had a great game in substitute for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So he definitely is the startable piece there. Wide receiver wise, you're obviously playing Tyreek Hill. You're playing AJ Brown. You can play Julio if he's available, but I doubt that he's going to play Sunday because of a hamstring. He just came off a hamstring injury. He re-injured it. He left the game Monday night. Can't imagine that he's going to be good to go on Sunday. Mecole Hardman, he's getting more involved, so I think that he's a decent play. It's a boom bust for me, but he's definitely gaining more targets. Tight end wise, you're obviously playing Travis Kelce. And then defensively, you're not playing any defenses in this game. They're both defenses have just been trash. So I wouldn't play any of them. Going on to the Bengals versus the Ravens. I think this is gonna be a good game. I think this game is gonna be one of the low key good games of the week. Just because the Bengals are just looking good. Quarterback wise, you're playing Lamar Jackson, you're playing Joe Burrow. Running back wise, you're going to play Joe Mixon. and then everyone else, I am not touching. I'm not going to play Russian roulette with the Baltimore Ravens backfield. If you got one, I mean, I think Latavius Murray is the safest guy to play, but he's dealing with some type of ailment too. And I just don't feel comfortable with that. So even playing Latavius Murray makes me cringe, but if I had to play one of those four running backs, I'm going to play him. But I would pivot if you have someone else you can pivot to. wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase, he's having a great rookie season. Marquise Brown, T. Higgins, you can play. Tyler Boyd, you can play. I think Rashad Bateman, you can play him. I'm playing him in one of my leagues just because of bye weeks. But like, he got 6 targets last week. They want him involved. He is the prototypical number one wide receiver. He's big. He's physical. So I think that he's a good complement to Marquise Brown. So I think you can play him. Tight end wise, you're obviously playing Mark Andrews. And I mean, CJ Azuma, I mean, you can probably play him. He's had some decent play in the last couple weeks, but it could be very volatile. So I would want to see more consistency before I decide to like play him. Defensively, you're playing the Ravens versus the Bengals. Even though the Bengals have a good offense, there's just a good defense, and it is a division game. So I think the Ravens will have an upper hand this time around. All right, now moving on to the Eagles versus the Raiders. So let's see here. Derek Carr, you're playing Derek Carr, obviously. Derek Carr has been having a phenomenal season. And then you're playing Jalen Hurts. I think there's obviously two. You have to play those two. It's a given. Running back-wise, Josh Jacobs, you're playing him. Miles Sanders, like, you play him because he's Miles Sanders, but, like, they're just not using him like they should. So he definitely can give you – he can definitely get you upset, you know, because they're not using him the way they're supposed to, but you can't put him on your bench. Kenyon Drake, he had a great game last week. Does that continue this week? He's more of a flex for me, but just have low expectations because he's not going to – I don't think he'll duplicate what he did last week. Wide receiver-wise, man, this is tough. I think all these guys are more like wide receiver threes to me this week. Devontae Smith, Henry Ruggs, Hunter Renfrow, Bryan Edwards, all these guys just, you know, and Jalen Reagor, they're all kind of wide receiver threes, boom, bust guys for me. I don't feel comfortable starting any of these guys. I think if I had to, Devontae Smith's been the most consistent. But everyone else, I would probably stay away from if I could. Tight end-wise, you're definitely playing both Darren Waller and Dallas Goedert. Now that Zach Ertz is in Arizona, Dallas Goedert is going to be he's just going to sweep up all those targets. So I think his fantasy value is just going to go up now, which is he's talented, he's good. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And then defensively, I think that the Raiders, I mean, you know, they're a decent play this week against the Eagles. You know, Jalen Hurts, you know, they can be stopped. I mean, they don't really have a lot of dynamic, you know, they're not very dynamic on offense. And so if you can shut down Jalen Hurts, I think that the Raiders could have a decent game. So I think I'm going to play them. And now moving on to the Lions versus the Rams. I mean, this is going to be an interesting game just because DeAndre Swift is really the only startable piece for the Lions. But you're obviously playing Matthew Stafford. He can have a monster game this week. Let's see. Running back wise, you're going to play. Obviously, I think Darrell Henderson's going to have a massive game this game. I think that DeAndre Swift is going to be challenged for him, but you know he's getting a lot of work in the passing game, so he could give you a decent floor. Wide receiver wise, obviously playing Cooper Kupp, you're playing Robert Woods. And everyone else, I know Amon-Ra St. Brown was a waiver wire pickup this week. I was going to pick him up, but someone else already did. And I was going to start him this week because of my lack of wide receivers, but they're playing the Rams. I can't imagine that. He's gained increased targets, but I can't imagine he's going to have a massive game against the Rams. Tight end-wise, you know, you're playing TJ Hockenson. If he's healthy, he's been dealing with some type of injury. He was limited on practice on Wednesday. Tyler Higbee, you can play Tyler Higbee, I think. And then defensively, the Rams defense, I think this is going to be an ugly game, I think. And I think the Rams defense is going to be just brutal. And hopefully they'll get a few interceptions and sacks and all that. But luckily enough, I have them in my main league. All right, let's talk about the Texans versus the Cardinals. All right, so you're playing Kyler Murray. Let's see, you know, Davis Mills, man, if you're in a two quarterback league and you're on you have bye weeks that you have to play him, but, I would try to find someone else. Running back wise, you're playing Chase Edmonds, you're playing James Conner. From the Texans standpoint, I think the guy that I would play is probably going to be a Mark Ingram, maybe David Johnson, but I would pivot if I have to. Wide receiver, obviously playing DeAndre Hopkins. You're playing Brandon Cooks. You know, I think that AJ Green, Christian Kirk, and Rondale Moore, they're all involved. They're all going to be boom bust, like wide receiver three, wide receiver fours this week. But like I said, you have slim pickings, so just pick one and hopefully hope for the best with this unit. I mean, you want to have wide receivers on high power offense, and Kyler Murray's having a phenomenal season. So I think that definitely playable. Tight end, I think Zach Ertz. I mean, even though he's new to the team, I mean, they're going to give him basic routes. They're going to give him what he knows. And I think that the way they use Max Williams, Zach Ertz is better than Max Williams. So I think that Zach Ertz could have probably a decent game, his first game as an Arizona Cardinal. Defensively, you're playing the Cardinals. I mean, there's no, you know, that's going to be, they're the number one ranked team this week on defense. So the Cardinals are definitely a good play. All right, let's talk about the Bears versus the Chicago Bears versus the Tampa Bay Bucks. Obviously, you're playing Tom Brady. I mean, he's having a phenomenal season. Justin Fields, he's played in two quarterback leagues, but could be tough for the rookie. Running back wise, Leonard Fournette, he's the starter. You're playing Leonard Fournette. This is where it gets tricky for the Bears, right? You know, Damian Williams is on the COVID list. He's not off the COVID list yet. And we knew that he opted out last year because of COVID. And I'm wondering, like, it's just interesting that he hasn't been taken off the list yet. Now he has a couple more days, but I'm wondering if he's having any type of complications in his recovery, because you would think that he had already been off that list, because he got put on that list like mid last week. So I think it's like 7 to 10 days. So he's approaching that. So hopefully there's some news on that. But Damian Williams against the Bucks, like, why he's valuable in this game is because he's a great pass catcher. Herbert, I think you can play, but Herbert is more of that north-south runner, where I don't know how well he's going to do in the passing game. And so I think that if I'm going to play a running back, if the two of them are active, Damian Williams is the one I'm playing over Herbert, just because the Bucks just are number one against the run. And Damian Williams can give you more in the passing game. So we saw what Gaskins did to them. So that's why I'm thinking Damian Williams can do the same. So if he's active, I think I like Damian Williams over Herbert. Wide receiver wise, you're playing Antonio Brown, you're playing Mike Evans, you're playing Chris Godwin. You're going to play both Allen Robinson and Darnell Mooney. I think the Bucks, obviously their secondary is beat up. They don't have a known name. They have a no name starter this week. They have no Sherman. They have no Carlton Davis. They have no Murphy Bunting. I think Jermell Dean's back. So it's just not going to be good news for the Bucks secondary. Tight end wise, you're going to play, I think Cole Kmet's playable. The Bucks are not very good against the tight end, so I think that this could be a decent play. Now, if Gronk is back, you're playing Gronk. If not, I think OJ Howard's. I can play OJ Howard over Cameron Brate in this game. So that's kind of where I'm leaning. Defensively, I think the Bucks defense are a good play against Justin Fields. I think that Todd Bowles will do a lot of different looks to kind of confuse him, and hopefully get him off his mark. All right, let's talk about the Colts and the 49ers. This is the Sunday night game. Quarterback wise, I think that Carson Wentz is playable in two quarterback leagues. Same with Jimmy Garoppolo. It seems like Trey Lance is still dealing with some type of injury. Jimmy Garoppolo has been practicing this week, so I think Jimmy Garoppolo is a decent play in two quarterback leagues. Running back wise, you're playing Jonathan Taylor. He's been having a great last couple weeks. Elijah Mitchell, he's the starter right now, so I think you can play Elijah Mitchell. Naheem Hines, he's more of a flex, kind of boom bust for me. But those the running backs I'll be playing in this game, Trey Sermon, it seems like he's been a non-factor, so I'm not even really worried about Trey Sermon right now. Wide receiver wise, Deebo Samuel is a must start in this game. Michael Pittman, he's been having a good season so far, so I think he's playable. T.Y. Hilton, if he's healthy, I think he gives you, you know, a boom bust flex there. And then Zach Pascal, you know, he can always get you a touchdown, but you know, with Paris Campbell now out because of injury, you know, target share will go up for those guys. So we'll see what happens. But I think Michael Pittman's the most safest play there. Tight end wise, I really don't like any of the tight ends in this game. You know, obviously Kittle's out, and then Mo Alie-Cox is the starter for the Colts. But I'm not willing to start them. You know, I'm not really willing to start a tight end in this game. And then defensively, this is kind of fringe. You know, if you really need to, you can play the Colts and the 49ers, but hopefully there's better options for you out there. All right, now let's go to the last game, the Monday night game, the Saints versus Seahawks. This definitely looked a lot different on paper when the season was first starting, right? Like, this was going to be a really fun game to watch. This game is being played in Seattle. And quarterback-wise, I mean, two quarterback leagues, you can play Jameis Winston and Geno Smith. You really don't have other options in that. Hopefully you do have better options, but most people are going to have to play both Jameis Winston and Geno Smith. I think Jameis Winston can have a pretty decent game. Running back-wise, you're obviously playing Alvin Kamara. If Alex Collins is active, you're playing Alex Collins. If not, then you're going to have to pivot to either DJ Dallas or Rashad Penny if he's active. But I think the next guy in line, if Alex Collins is not active, is DJ Dallas. So you just have to pay attention to all the practice reports and kind of see. And this sucks too. This is a Monday night game. So if you're an Alex Collins owner, hopefully you have DJ Dallas on your roster so you can pivot just in case. Wide receiver-wise, DK Metcalf, he's playable here. Tyler Lockett, that's volatile, but you have to play Tyler Lockett. Marquez Callaway, this is a boom-bust flex for me. I don't really feel comfortable doing that, but he did score twice in week 5, so we'll see against this defense the Seahawks have. Tight end-wise, you're not really playing any of the tight ends in this game. I just don't think they're playable. And defensively, I think the Saints defense is probably the most playable defense in this game. So that's it. Those are all the games. Those are all the starts and sits for week 7. Now, before we go, just kind of give you some idea who has the best matchups this week. So from the wide receiver standpoint, the best matchups, that goes to Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp has a good matchup. Devontae Adams has a very good matchup. Hopkins, Tyreek Hill, Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Calvin Ridley, all these guys have very, very good matchups. So hopefully they'll have massive games this week. And then at the tight end position, looks like, you know, a plus matchup for Travis Kelce, Tyler Higbee, Kyle Pitts, Darren Waller. So all of them have some really good matchups as well. So hopefully you have these guys on your team, and hopefully that you're able to patch up your roster this week like I have to, just because there's so many bye weeks. But luckily enough, the guy that I'm playing this week in my league, he's also missing like Zeke, CeeDee Lamb, Najee Harris. So he has some guys off as well. So it's going to be very interesting how that plays out. But that's it for today. You know, thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, any start sits questions, or any injury questions, please send me a direct message on Instagram at @GridironFantasyFootball. If you'd like to follow our other social media accounts, we're on Twitter and Facebook at the Gridiron Pod. And like I said, please hit subscribe so you don't miss any more episodes of the podcast. And then we'll be back on Monday, where we'll react to all the week 7 matchups. And hopefully, you know, I'm on a 2-game winning streak right now. I've scored the most points in the last 2 weeks, so hopefully that continues. I doubt I'm going to score higher than most people because I just have nobody playing this week, but I'll let you guys know how that goes. But good luck this week, and hopefully you're able to get past this win this week with all these bye weeks. So take care, and see you then.